You're listening to SBS News.
Before COVID, Kumaran worked in a warehouse east of Melbourne, but for the last 6 months, his family has been surviving on handouts. He says he was a successful businessman in Sri Lanka and never intended to live like this.
I am not happy asking for help from everyone because I feel like I am begging and I don't want that life.
He and wife Kulali came to Australia in 2012 on a bridging visa. They're ethnic Tamils seeking asylum. After working in Australia for 7 years, he's now without an income or support from the government COVID measures and fears for the future.
I'm not sure what my future is going to be. I don't know what to tell people. I'm really worried.
They've relied on help from asylum seeker and community services. A new survey showing 86% of those working in migrant and multicultural services have had an increase of people reaching out for help during COVID-19. The Australian Council of Social Services, Cassandra Goldie, says for many the situation has gone from bad to worse.
Over 1 million people on temporary visas have not received any security when it comes to their basic income, and we know just how hard it is to get any kind of employment out there at the moment.
The survey shows a third of organisations working to keep others afloat are reporting their own financial situations are suffering. Ms Goldie says one in five community sector groups also reported that they will have to cut staff when JobKeeper payments drop at the end of September.
That'll mean reduced services once JobKeeper goes down in its rate in just a few days' time. So we do need the government to understand the nature and the scale of this.
The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre has had a 400% increase in demand for services in the last few months. Their CEO is Con Karapaniotisis.
People who were working, paying taxes and contributing to the economy are now instead queuing up for our food banks, turning up in need of homeless services, with their kids at risk, with their whole families at risk.
85% of those needing meals from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre in recent months had no income at all. He says unless the COVID safety net measures are extended to those on temporary bridging visas, we could be facing a catastrophic humanitarian crisis.
This is my 20th year of working with refugees. I've never seen more people hungry, more people homeless, more people at desperation point, more people at breaking point.
The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre fears unless COVID safety nets are extended to include the country's most vulnerable, the number of people living below the poverty line will only continue to grow. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.